Welcome to this podcast about Staines Point and Trial Islands in British Columbia. The article is produced by Coastview, written by Dr. Carl Schock, and read by a computer-generated voice. Scroll down to see pictures, maps, and embedded links to additional information. Please consider subscribing to enjoy more articles and podcasts at coastview.org. Staines Point is the southern tip of the Trial Islands, which comprise two islets separated by a narrow channel in the Strait of Juan de Fuca, about 0.5 miles offshore from the southern end of Vancouver Island at McNeil Bay, roughly 3.5 miles southeast of Victoria, and 2 miles south-southeast of Oak Bay, British Columbia. Southeastern Vancouver Island comprises mostly volcanic and sedimentary rocks, and the Trial Islands are mostly mudstone, argillite, grey wacky, radiolarian chert, tuff, and greenstone associated with the Rangelia terrain. The point is named after Reverend Robert J. Staines, who arrived at Fort Victoria in 1849 as a pioneer priest and later became a political agitator. In 1854, Staines departed on the Duchess of San Lorenzo, bound for San Francisco, but the vessel sank off Cape Flattery and all aboard were lost. The islands are reputedly named for the 19th-century practice of sending Royal Navy ships from Esquimalt to the islands and back for sea trials after refitting at the Pacific Station. In 1813, the British Pacific Squadron was established in Valparaiso, Chile, to support British interests in the eastern Pacific Ocean. In 1842, HMS Pandora surveyed the coast of Vancouver Island and found a sheltered anchorage with size and depth suited for Royal Navy use near a seemingly inexhaustible timber supply for shipbuilding and spar making. By 1865, Esquimalt was recognized as the Pacific Station's headquarters. Trial Island Light Station was constructed in 1906 at Staines Point near the highest elevation on the southern island. The station included a diaphone fog alarm and a square two-story keeper's dwelling with a square lantern room centered on its roof. In 1970, a cylindrical concrete tower with lantern and gallery was built nearby, replacing the original light. It stands 42 feet tall with a focal plane of 93 feet and flashes green every 5 seconds. The old lantern room and Fresnel lens were reassembled in downtown Victoria at Bastion Square, where the historic light still flashes but no longer serves as a navigational aid. In the late 1800s, Trial Island was home to John Kirgan, a hermit who constructed a crude driftwood shelter. He reputedly had a homemade forge and ripsaw powered by a windmill to make lumber from driftwood. Items he could not make were bought in Victoria during infrequent visits in his homemade boat. He sold paintings to wealthy Vancouver Island residents for money. Today, the islands form the Trial Islands Ecological Reserve, a 57-acre area established in 1990 to protect plants and animals on the rocky islands. The reserve represents the northern limit for many plant species. 9 plant communities have been described, including the red-listed Gary Oak California Brome Association. The islands also provide roosting sites for birds and haul-out sites for marine mammals, protecting the greatest number of endangered and vulnerable species in a single ecological reserve in British Columbia. Thank you for listening. Read the article below for more information, including links to source material and references. Please subscribe to learn more about the West Coast of North America at coastview.org.